We're back talking about sex offender laws with former prosecutor Wendy Murphy. Murphy says the laws, if anything, should be tougher. And Radley Balco, who writes about things like this for Reason magazine, he says, Wendy, you're out of your mind. And what do you mean she's out of her mind?
Really?
Well, I think there's a mistaken notion that we have in this country where we're not really serious about a problem until we make it illegal, until we make something illegal, right? That the law is the final solution. And, you know, I mean, teenagers, minors have been having sex for generations, right? As long as there have been teens and sex, teens have been having sex. And what I really think we need is, I mean, the adults in these teens' lives need to step up and deal with the situation with some subtlety and some nuance. The criminal justice system
has... That's all nice, but what's wrong with this extra input? And she says examples like the one we just heard almost never happen.
Well, then, if they almost never happen, then there's no problem with changing the law to make sure that they never happen, right? I mean, a 19-year-old...
How would you do that?
Well, a 19-year-old who has sex with a 15-year-old is not the same crime as a 40-year-old who has sex with an 8- or 9-year-old, right? Why are they both called sexual assault? Why are they both going on the sex offender list? What comes with these registries is we also get lawmakers who, every year, they have to pass another law showing how tough we're going to be on sex offenders. So they start zoning sex offenders out of different parts of the city, and they start expanding. You can't live, you know, within 500 yards of a place where children gather. Then it's 1,000, then it's 2,500. There are places in Florida where we have sex offenders living under bridges. There are places in Georgia where we have them living in remote woods because there's nowhere else for them to go. And some of these people were convicted of these Romeo and Juliet situations. Some were urinating in public.
It's so great these lofty stories. The fact is,
public urination puts you on the registry in some states.
In some states.
Streaking.
And it depends.
Puts you on the registry?
No, it depends. In most states, that's not true. Something like 2% of all sex offenders are on registries. That's a problem. That number should be higher.
Probably the main reason we have sex registries is the outrage over the rape and murder of a 7-year-old New Jersey girl named Megan Kanka.
Please, please help us find our daughter. We want to bring her back safely.
No.
As her family grieved, police searched the house across the street where three convicted sex offenders lived. Jesse Temendiquas told police he lured Megan into his house by promising to show her a puppy. Instead, he molested and strangled her, then took her body in his toolbox to a nearby park.
Did you sign?
Within days, residents reacted by collecting signatures to pass a law protecting children. They wanted to make sure parents and communities were notified when a convicted sex offender moved in.
No one is safe, and we really have to protect our kids.
New Jersey lawmakers acted quickly. Other states and the federal government followed suit to protect innocent children.
Megan's Law will protect tens of millions of families from the dread of what they do not know.
Sounds like a good idea, Radley. Protect people from what they do not know.
Look, I when it comes to people who prey on small, innocent children, who rape and murder innocent children, I say they should go to prison for the rest of their lives. Don't ever let them out in society again. This idea of taking someone, putting them in prison for 10 or 15 years, telling them they've paid their debt to society, then making it impossible for them to ever live a normal life again once they get out, you don't have to have any sympathy for sex offenders to understand why that's a bad idea. You're basically inviting them to commit crimes again because you're giving them no way to ever become legitimate.
This is a completely false argument. The problem is not the registry. It's that he was convicted of a sex crime, which is a public record. Who are you to tell the public they can't judge rapists harshly?
I'm saying we should put them in jail for life. I'm saying don't let them out.
Mr. Humane, let's never let them out.
What would you do, Wendy? What?
I'm saying two things. Number one, if they want forgiveness and redemption, it would be awfully good if when they get out, they could do something other than hide and pretend they never committed the crime, because you can never be forgiven if you put it all under a rock.
The registries
are good because they allow for some possibility of social forgiveness, and honesty helps.
Do you think if a sex offender moves into a neighborhood and all the neighbors find out that person on the list, their first reaction is going to be forgiveness?
Frank? I would have forgiven Frank if he had a 20-second conversation with me.
But he's not a child molester. Well, we have to
you
end it there.
You brought him on this show!
Thank you, Wendy Murphy and Radley Balco.